Oh, what a glorious night. It's a pretty good night, I got to admit. I get so excited around the Christmas time of year. I am just, you know, I'm psycho busy, and people are like, how are you? I'm like, I'm happy. How can I not be happy? Things all go wrong. I'm happy because this is a Christmas day. I love the Christmas season. I love the time spent with family members. For many people, that's a big deal, just to get families together. I love taking the kids out, driving around at night, seeing all the incredible, how it all looks so nice, because here in our house, we keep it real simple. We don't do anything on the roof. So it's awesome to go see all the directions and all the incredible things. I mean, I love this time of year because, how can I say this? I've been dieting. Oh. And I chose 4 days, and Christmas Day is one of the days I get to eat junk food. And let me tell you, working here at St. Luke's, I have all the junk food in front of me, and I can't eat any of it, and I'm just taking some of it, because I know Christmas Day is coming. There's a Christmas Day coming. I'm going to have some of that. I'm going to have some of that. I'm going to have some of that. And since I've lost, get this, I've lost about 13 pounds, which is not bad. I plan to gain about 8 of them back tomorrow. So it is Christmas time. I mean, there's so many things. And we haven't even talked about the presents. I'm sure a few of you are excited. How many of you are the tonight present openers, Christmas Eve evening openers? Anyone? How many of you are Christmas morning openers? Yeah, that's what I figured. Be glad that you don't have a pastor in your family. We're like a Christmas afternoon openers. It's okay, though. It's okay. Because this is a glorious time of year. It's a glorious time of year for some of us to go see family and friends. It's a glorious time of year for us to eat and drink and celebrate. It's a glorious, glorious, joyful time of year. It was a little different for Mary. You know, as we read, there's no question, you know, the angel Gabriel comes to Mary and she says, greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you. Seems like a positive thing to say. And how does Mary respond? She is nervous, she is worried, she is a little ticked off that this is happening. What's going on? I'm about to get married. You know, I'm sure it was a little different back in that day. If this was this day, people, women getting ready for a marriage, what do you mean? I don't have time for that. Getting ready to have a husband for life. What possibly are you bringing into the equation? I'm busy. I got my plans. I'm excited for things ahead. Why is an angel coming to see me? Why are you coming to see me? I'm a young woman. I'm not part of a famous family. I'm not a popular individual. What is it? Why are you coming and talking to me? And the nervousness and the worries grab a hold of you in life and grabs a hold of Mary really, really quick. Now, the angel Gabriel, it's like he realizes that and he responds immediately, "Do not be afraid, Mary, because God has a plan for you. You are going to have a child. And you are going to have the Son of God." This is pretty exciting, right, Mary? Little different that first Christmas. What? How? What? Number one, why are you choosing me? Number two, I'm getting married, and what's going to happen? I mean, is anyone going to believe me? Oh, by the way, I'm pregnant because I'm having the Son of God. I mean, this is all going on. In fact, her question in verse 24 is that, you know, I'm a virgin. How can I have a child? This does not make sense to me. And I can tell you, this is the same thing happening just a few months before Mary, as her cousin, this old man, is told by God that he is going to have a son. This is Zechariah. He is told he's going to have a son, John the Baptist. And he's got his plan. And Zechariah says pretty much almost the exact same thing to these angels that are coming and speaking to them. He says, you know, how can I be sure this is actually going to happen? I mean, my wife is old. She's not having kids. What do you mean I'm going to have a son? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. You know, it's Christmas season, almost Christmas Day. And yet there are many times as we walk through life where we don't know what's going to happen. There's many times things happen and we don't even understand it. We don't even grab hold. In fact, there are times where our impressions are way off track. Way off track. For example, Mary is about to meet Joseph. And Joseph, he is so excited to get married, so excited to have a woman in his life, so excited to have kids someday. And then Joseph discovers that this woman is pregnant. And what does Joseph think? Huh! It's clear she's got another man in her life. Clear. Absolutely, 100% clear. Oh, it's 100% clear. I'm not supposed to marry this woman. That would be inappropriate in the, you know, Israelite nation. Well, I can't marry her. It's clear God doesn't want me to marry her. That would be foolish. So I will just, you know, be nice, set her aside, and end this wedding day. Oh, and this woman. It's pretty darn clear that she's not following God. She's not in a right relationship with God. Why would she have a child? Because that's not. The clarity in his mind is all wrong. You ever have that situation? Oh. Too often in my life. The clarity in my mind. Oh, yeah. That's why that person is acting that way. Oh, yeah. That's why this is happening. Oh, yeah. And it's difficult. It's difficult as we walk through this earth because it is truly a world outside of our understanding, outside of our abilities to grab hold. Do you understand the world? Curious. Anyone have a great understanding of the world? Should I be looking for some advice for you on the world? What's happening and why it's happening and how to fix it? Or maybe it's, do you understand people? A lot of times we beat ourselves up. Why is that person doing that? What is their problem? Why do they keep doing this? I don't understand. Sometimes we don't even understand ourselves. There are times in life where we don't even understand why we're acting the way we're acting. And the truth is, the incarnation of Jesus is pretty amazing. For the God who does understand our thoughts, our feelings, our fears, our worries, the God who understands each and everyone totally, purely, he's the God who comes. Now, G.K. Chesterton is one of my favorite writers all time because he wrote the book Orthodoxy, which is a great book. And one of the great lines in his Orthodoxy book is this. Those who really believe in themselves, those who really believe in themselves, are all in ludicrous prison. You go to prison for being a ludicrous person. If you truly are a believer in yourself, you're going to end up in a ludicrous place. And that's true. It's very true. I think it's difficult in life because sometimes we don't know where to put our hopes. All right, I trust in my friend and my friend lets me down. Oh, I trust in this person and that person lets me down. Even worse, I've made this decision, this is what's going to work, and then it doesn't work. And we struggle. Because where is our hope in life? Who truly understands our abilities? Who truly understands the plans that God has in this world? And this is the entire reason why Christ came, to save us. To save us for all our mistakes, to save us from all our misdirections, to be there for us, the one true God who truly understands us. The true God who truly knows exactly what he has in store for us. And in many ways, this is a little challenging because these things are a mystery to us. But God understands mystery. And we celebrate this Christmas, and it's a tremendous day, right? But what a mysterious day. I mean, truly, how could God, the one who, you know, knows everything, the one who has shared his heart with people, be born this little baby who says, meh. If it's good, sometimes it's, ah! But, I mean, God comes down and doesn't speak our language anymore? Whoa! Or what about just being a baby? What about being a God who needs a mom and a dad? What about being a God who grows up in the brokenness of this world? But there's a reason why, right? This Christmas is here for a reason. Christ came for you and me. And that's, you know, I did this in the kids' sermon. I wanted to sort of make the point of this, and I said, you know, for us, it's a funny thing. It's almost like us waking up Christmas Day and becoming a worm. I know there'll be parents that'll be upset with me because they'll have their nightmares tonight, but because that's the difference. This isn't like, oh, God's a little better human being who's just come to help us. No, this is God, the one who understands the world, the one who runs the world, the one who has way more power, way more understanding, and we're just worms. And Christ, this is what he chose to do. He chose to become something so smaller, so weaker, out of his love for us. And that's a tremendous thing. It's a thing that we can't even make sense of. You know, how did Jesus become a human being? How did it work? We don't know. But we believe it because it happened. This isn't us dreaming about this. This is the facts of life, of what occurred. And it's a powerful thing. And Mary had all her questions and she threw her questions. But the angel said to her, for nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with God. Now, I love books. I'm a big book fan. I'm always a reader of books. And one of my favorite books is Ender's Game. How many read Ender's Game? Ender's Game. Any Ender Game fan? Oh, my goodness. No, really? You need to go read this book. Of all the fiction books, it's my favorite. You've probably seen the movie. Read the book. Ender's Game. Awesome. Well, I'll tell you what. I've not only read the Ender's Game book, but I've read all four books in the series, and I've read the added series, which is called Ender's Shadow. And the Ender's Shadow book is a fascinating book because every chapter starts with this little dialogue between a nun, you know, Catholic nun, and a head of the army and all the guy in charge of so many things, and the discussions that happen. And one of these discussions is incredible. It's okay. You're all right. See? Okay. And this is what happens. The nun says to him, "Do you know why Satan is so angry all the time? It's because whenever he works out this plot that's so able to get him to mischieve the people, God uses it to serve his own righteous plan." And so the guy says, "Well, so God uses wicked people as his own tool?" And she responds, "God gives us a freedom of choice. And that freedom of choice sometimes we use for good, and sometimes in our freedom of choice, we choose evil. For that is our choice. Then he uses his own freedom to create goodness out of every choice we make. For that is what he chooses." This is a powerful truth. It's my favorite verse in the entire scriptures. All right? Romans 8:28. "We know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." It's an amazing gift that God gives us on Christmas. Christ is born, and no matter what we face, he's there. He's with us. He's by our side. The struggles that come, he's the God who takes the ugly situations and uses it for good. He is the God who has an incarnation that he understands this world. He understands us. Now, Heather and I, you know, years ago, we're going to Portland because I had this interview with this guy to talk about different things, and they wanted me to come out and talk, and so we started driving to Portland. And as we're on the way to Portland, the traffic starts getting slower, and then it just dies. I mean, it's not even like slow, it's just stopped. And here we are on I-5, and there's no movement. And we're stuck, and there's a crash, and things are all held up. And we are just, I mean, everyone's getting out of their car because it's not a hot, hot day. And people are just kind of, you know, some people have a ball, and they're throwing it around, and people are talking to each other. And me and my wife are just sitting on top of the car and talking with each other. And we go through, and I call them, and I say, "Hey, you know, I know there's been an accident, and the whole highway's shut down, and we'll be there late, but we're on our way." And after about an hour, I called back and I said, "We're not coming." And we got in the car, and we drove an hour back to get back home. And I think there are times in life we look at life and we say, "Why'd that happen? What a waste of time," right? What possibly could be going on? Let me tell you. The God who is with us, the God who made us, the God who has his plans for us, the God who is with us in every circumstance, uses it all. I can never answer why it happened, but I can tell you that was a great, great day. It was a great day. Talking to my wife. Catching up on things that kind of get crazy while you're rushing this place and rushing that place. God has his plan. And what we celebrate this Christmas day is the incredible things that we don't understand, but that we know Christ is doing in our life. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful that you have your plan for us. We are so excited, Lord, for this Christmas season as we celebrate, as we get together with people, as we just look at the lives that you have given to us and are so grateful. And Lord, even as we walk through life, there are many things that are outside of our understanding, outside of our control. In fact, some things we don't even know what's going on. And yet, Lord, one thing we do know, because of Jesus, because of this baby that was born, there is a God who loves us, a God who is with us, a God who has even forgiven us whatever mistake we've ever made. And that's the reason for this season, to celebrate that. So Lord, may this Christmas season not just be a one moment in our life, but may we walk every day in the confidence and the joy of Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen.